There has never been a human society that did not recognize the need for regular days off, although some have tried to reduce them to a minimum. These spoil sports have usually been regimes that glorified labor and begrudged their citizens the unproductive time away from work. During the 16th century, English Protestant society frowned on the excessive number of traditional non-working days, Sundays and holy days, of which there were more than 200. The Second Book of Common Prayer, approved by the English Parliament in 1552, reduced them to 79. The Decade of the French Revolutionary Calendar cut the 52 weekly Sunday holidays to 36. The 90 annual days off, as well as the 38 saints' days, were also drastically reduced. The Bolsheviks made a dramatic abbreviation in the number of public holidays, and by instituting the staggered holiday, effectively relegated the weekly day of rest to a distinctly inferior status. Probably the most extreme example of a leisureless society was Cambodia in the late 1970s, when the Khmer Rouge turned the entire country into a work camp and reportedly allowed only every 10th day to be a non-working day. For the long-suffering citizens of Kampuchea, a breathing spell indeed. Ancient societies were more generous. The Egyptians proscribed work on a total of about 70 days a year, once every 6 days on the average. The Athenians celebrated 50 or 60 annual festivals, but in some wealthy Greek city-states this figure was more than 3 times higher. The Romans in the time of Augustus, 27 BC to AD 14, had 66 days off each year, but by the 4th century the number of holidays had been expanded to 175. In Tsarist Russia there were well over 100 religious holidays every year, and in some parts of Galicia, where religious festivals followed both the Greek and Roman calendars, the number of non-working days was reported in 1909 as exceeding 200. In so-called primitive societies, the number of rest days varied. In Hawaii, before American colonization, work was forbidden on more than 70 days. The Hopi Indians of the Southwest reserved more than half the year for leisure. A similar statistic was noted in Ethiopia by a visitor in the early 19th century. In Ashanti, now Ghana, the number of holidays reached almost 200. Most North Americans enjoy about 130 days off each year, 52 weekends, 11 or 12 public holidays, and about 2 weeks of personal vacation, which happens to be the historic mean. By contrast, in the People's Republic of China, where Saturday is still a workday and there are only 7 public holidays, the number of annual days off is much lower, fewer than 70.